What's going on, Lando Calrissian family? This episode, we had some technical difficulties. So at the end, we recorded the whole show, found out that the trailer section and part of the last topics that we had covered were deleted and never recorded. So it's still a full dope episode, but just want everybody to know we didn't get to hit the trailers. We're going to run back through some of those next week, the ones that of movies and shows that have not been released yet. And just want to give that heads up. We appreciate everybody showing us love as always, and enjoy the show.
I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome to Lando Calrissian Experience. We didn't even know. Look, take out all the illegal discussion from earlier. James wanted to make sure that didn't happen. Look, it started from y'all talking about Thor.
He's like, so did you download the boo-boo TV?
Oh no, I'm cut everything else. I didn't even know. I'm like, what happened? I'm gonna leave it if I was like, oh shit, we started.
So we gonna put the spoiler tag on Thor. It's been 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been
so
three
I mean it's three weeks,
weeks
man. I mean most weeks, of the cast listening on show have seen it. If not, just fast forward about 5-10 minutes.
You seen it? Everybody's
seen it.
Let me time this motherfucker. Yeah. We're gonna fast forward literally 10 minutes. Yeah. We're gonna get this motherfucker 10 minutes thought,
so,
and that's it.
And then I wanna also dispute the fake news that Jules brought up on the last episode that I wasn't here for.
Oh shit. What I brought up?
You brought some fake news up.
No, that's crazy.
You brought up a lot of fake news. I was sitting there though, I was like, this is fake news.
What's fake news?
And y'all let it ride. I was like, y'all let this fake news, and I gotta see Ted is like, okay.
Nah, you know, that was a wing episode. We was winging it.
But it was fake news. You was dropping fake news like it was
fake. I wasn't dropping fake news.
You was dropping. Let's start there first. We'll go into Thor Ragnarok in a second. Let's go to the fake news. I wrote down the fake news points.
Keep your timer running.
Yeah, time me on this 5 minutes. I wrote down.
Like that will be my enemy now, man. We used to be tight.
He do.
No. It's funny. The streets was hitting me up on Twitter like, you gonna let that ride? I was like, I ain't gonna let that ride.
Let what ride?
No. I wrote a little list of the fake news that Jules presented on the last show.
You really sat down and contemplated
this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You have to expect this, man.
I need a break.
Just make sure you do the same thing next time you're not here and Daryl be trying to ride.
Yeah, that's fine. I let him know in the title, though. He did a sneak attack on me. He didn't even bring my name up.
Man.
What I'm saying? You didn't bring my name up. That's even worse. That's like when Jay-Z was dissing Nas.
So you
didn't
felt
say
guilty about something I ain't mentioned.
No, you did, though. You said the other guy. No, at one point, though. You said the other guy.
I would never address you as the other guy, man.
Him known as he.
No, but it was only really one thing, two things that really stuck out to me. One was you said that they were already thinking about the JLA. That is not true at all. They did not think about JLA until around the time that they were talking when Marvel started saying they were going to come and do Avengers. Because they tried to get
Chris for a reason.
No, but that's not true. Chris
Benoit. I said that for a reason, though.
Why did you say that for a reason?
I said that for a reason because everything they was giving you throughout Smallville after 2004.
We're not talking about Smallville.
No, listen. But you're talking about a brand. DC is the brand.
So what is Smallville got to do with the films?
Why are we not talking about Smallville? Because that's what led up to this point.
No, it didn't.
I wish I could say this shit.
The films has nothing to do with the Smallville.
But you can't say that because it's the brand. So it's the Umbrella Corp. So even if the films don't have nothing to do with the universe of Smallville, it's the concept and idea that they've been pushing for that for so long.
Did they do Superman to the last episode?
I mean, I'm a fan of Smallville.
So I'm just saying.
Listen, but they couldn't because of the rights. I talked about
that.
Yeah, you broke it down.
What
I'm saying to you is that the audience, the fans of the genre have been thirsty for some type of ensemble film. Period.
I agree.
Off the strength. Let's not act like Smallville didn't play a big part on that.
No, that didn't play a part. X-Men played a part of that more than anything. Not Smallville.
I'm not going to say
that's the first
that.
Ensemble. That's
the
first.
DC universe,
no, but I'm talking about. You said it. Nobody thought about doing any ensemble films until DC, and that's not true.
But you're saying, I'm saying to you, is that's what got it hype. You can't.
No, X-Men. Listen, X-Men is an ensemble already.
Look, I'm going to count years for you. You got Smallville doing all this Flash or Blur or whatever they wanted to call him, the Aquaman, and whatever they wanted to call Cyborg, whatever they want to call other people. But then 09, you get the big sign in the middle of the movie with I Am Legend, right?
Right.
You get the Batman Superman sign. It, for a long time, it's been building up.
Yeah, that's
it
been
was
for
a matter
years,
of them
yes.
piecing it together and getting it right. So that's all. It's it, it, whether you want to look at it like they didn't think about the DC, they're not stupid.
I didn't say that, but they didn't think it was even possible until they were putting together like, oh, we need to catch the fuck up.
No, see, the whole idea. No, say that, but that's not.
No, no, no. That's not. That's not. That's not. That's not fake
really
news. You can look
that.
Up the history of these situations.
You can't really say
just like
that.
With Batman versus Superman, they came up with that on the fly. That was not planned.
I don't believe you.
You want to make a bet? Go, go look
know?
It up. No, no. You
if
can, people,
you was in the cutting room.
No, 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 no. They said no, no.
From
what
happened?
You're
guessing just like you think I'm guessing.
They're not guessing. That is a fact.
That's how
they have people. They have people at Variety magazine that said they were there when they were when they dropped
you.
Yes. They, right? when Marvel dropped Avengers, they were like, "What the fuck we gonna do? Batman versus Superman."
No,
that's
how
they didn't have
you
no
say
plan
Batman
for
Superman when it was already hype on I Am Legend before Avengers.
Nobody
Thor.
Cared about it during
but
I Am Legend.
You can't
Legend.
Say that because that's the brand. DC is a brand,
so,
so
you're
no
going off.
What,
but that's you. The, I'm talking about the general
man,
public.
Come on,
did not care
it.
About that.
How?
Because X-Men did
I
it first.
About it.
That's you. We talking about the general public did not care about
that. How many people was hype about it even when Returns came out and everybody was like, yo, Tom Welling should have been that dude. And that's a difference right there where everybody looks at it like, oh, you can't really mix the two or you can't go film without this dude letting go the series. So at the end of the day, they couldn't do it. But there was already enough buildup in the genre itself on screen, whether it was a big one or a little one, throughout DC already. So it's just a matter of time before collectively they put it together and get it out there. So that's when you get the Nolan, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody was hype about something happening with Nolan going into a Superman, but Christian Bale. Once he bailed, it was a wrap. You had no choice but to reboot it and start it over.
That's
you
exactly
couldn't
what happened.
Go in off of that.
Exactly.
My
that's
whole
what
point
happened.
Is that it's been hyped up since the middle of the 2000s, man. So, yeah, it might have been X-Men popping out in the 2001 with the first movie, but
99.
DC, in regards to DC, they've been hyping people up for a long time. So to get something on film...
He might have some... There might be some facts based in what Jules is saying. So I'm reading Batman Superman movie logo.
It was an Iron Legend, yeah.
Right, but Batman versus Superman was an abandoned movie project.
Yeah, a whole bunch of times.
Born in 2000.
I'm talking about them as Samba. I'm talking about Samba. I'm talking about building a universe. Not Batman versus. I'm talking about building a universe. Was not DC's idea for
well,
us to do
it
that.
Says the poster appears. the poster appears as a joke in the 2000 apocalyptic 2007 apocalyptic movie I Am Legend.
Yeah.
So here's. So there is credibility to what he's saying. I don't necessarily know if they necessarily were talking about building a universe. But if they had already been toying around with the idea of Batman versus Superman.
I mean, they've been
2000 for 2 years.
No, more than that. They've been doing that since the when they were going to do the I'm just saying, the Nicolas Cage movie. They was going to have Batman in that one.
Well, it's not a. Well, I'm talking about the actually Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
like,
they were going to try to piggyback off of that Superman movie, the Nicolas Cage, and then try to do one with Michael Keaton.
So even they have it, but that was scheduled for 2000. So what I'm saying is, this it wasn't like they saw the Avengers was like. Yo, we finna drop Batman.
No, I didn't
Superman.
Say that. No, that's not what I mean, though. I'm saying that they saw them building up to something like that and was like, we need to do that, too.
Well, that may be...
You're saying
and that's
it
not
like,
just, not,
see,
it's not DC
I,
that
I
did that.
To
a lot of people did that.
I with the air real quick, with everybody listening. I am not a biased DC fan. I love Marvel and DC, and I told James this, and you guys read the same thing.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is Hulk, and I fight between if Hulk, Incredible Hulk and Winter Soldier and Man of Steel go first in that list. But at the end of the day, you can't really say they didn't think about it until this point because it's just something that fans like myself have been hyped to see or even a glimpse of it happen on screen. So where I'm coming from is just a fan aspect where... I wanted to see it the minute I seen I Am Legend. I said, oh, it's going down. Punching my fist. And the whole point is just you get built up. I mean, I watched Smallville from day one to day last and literally knew they had that ensemble in there. Why can't they take it to the next level?
But that's the thing. I don't think they believe that it can be work. Nobody believes it can work.
It's hard to... They failed with the Batman, the last one, with everybody and their mother in it, right? Remember that in 95 or 96? They failed with
that. Oh, yeah. You talking about, was it
Clooney?
Batman Robin? Batman versus Batman Robin?
When was the next
real
film to come out other than Returns, and that was a failure. So, you know, they probably had that look of, this ain't going to work. You know what I mean? It takes a minute, but once Nolan took over that trilogy, it, you know, of course you get hype again, but you got to think of the people who actually keep constantly saying, we want to see this, right. we want to see this, and there's nothing like it yet.
Well, I agree. I can see where Jules is coming from, because it wasn't like the what I thought you were saying, that the idea was born from the Avengers.
No.
And Jules was like, yo, this idea has been kicked around for a long time. And I guess what's convincing to me is, like, if they've already had the script ready since 2000, they were like, what he's saying is basically all they were looking for was just an opportunity.
Yeah. Right, you but I'm saying somebody else took the opportunity, like, oh, snap, let's do this.
Oh, so you're saying they didn't jump on it first.
That's, I'm not saying they didn't have the idea at all.
Marvel jumped on it first.
Yeah, I'm saying they had the idea to do it, actually do it. Like, we're going to actually produce it. Instead of us having all these scripts in the background, we're gonna throw our dick on the crap table and actually do it.
That's cool, but think about where Marvel stands in this, because even if they was bought by Disney at this point or not, Marvel came from X-Men, which they have really no investment in. Fox other than having to split that with whoever, because who owned the rights, right?
They don't even split it. It's so totally Fox's.
That's totally Fox's, right? Yeah. So where does Marvel get their piece of the pie is they have to do that. So they have to find a way to set it off that and set it off. Incredible Hulk was the set off, and that was the key to it. But when Iron Man was first.
Sure.
So
yeah. Iron Man kicked off the whole MCU.
I don't think so, though.
No.
You know what? Iron Man did come out when Spider-Man
came out. They came out the same day, right?
It came out the same year as Dark Knight. No, Dark Knight.
That's what it was. You got Dark Knight?
Yep.
08?
Yep.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, wasn't it was in Iron Man? No,
I promise you.
It's 08.
The Hulk was in 2008, too, though.
Because I promise
The Hulk had the first post-credit scene, though.
No, they didn't. Remember when, what you call...
Am I wrong?
No, I thought it was Iron Man, because...
I promise you, Hulk was in 08, so I don't know, unless Iron Man was 07.
No, Iron Man was 08, too.
It had to be 07.
No, 08. I promise you.
They came out the same year. One came out earlier in the year, and one came out later.
I thought Spider-Man came out with 08.
Incredible Hulk is 08.
So I know it was 07.
It came out second.
That came out the end of the year.
Iron Man was 07. Incredible Hulk, Dark Knight.
But when was Iron Man, though? What year?
Hold on. Same year, 08.
That's what I'm saying. It all happened in the same year.
Hulk was before Iron Man.
No, it wasn't.
I'm going to tell you why. Hulk was before Iron Man.
No.
Hulk wasn't. I'm telling you.
No, you know why?
Iron Man was the same.
I'm going to tell you why it's night. Because think of it. Like, when you watch the end of Incredible Hulk, the very next scene, the end of the scene, if I'm not mistaken, is Thunderbolt Ross getting drunk. And who comes out? Tony Stark. Yeah. Tells him about, I got something going on.
It came
so
out
So that's
April.
What I'm like. So now.
Yeah, Hulk.
No. Iron Man came out April.
So when Hulk came out?
July.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. So
what's a couple months? Same thing.
But also you got to keep in mind that Hulk is not owned by
Incredible Hulk was under Marvel Studios, though.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, it's not. Paramount. Paramount.
But that was still under Marvel Studio production.
No,
it just didn't get the
no, no, no. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because that's why they can't. They won't do a Hulk movie because they don't own the rights to 100%.
No, that's not true.
No, that's
that is 100% true. That's not no why. That's why they won't do a Hulk movie.
Why have you never seen a Hulk movie outside?
That's why they won't do a movie. I'm trying to tell you.
But the Incredible Hulk. I'm not talking about the first Hulk.
I'm talking about Incredible Hulk. They do not own the rights. They don't own the rights. They ripped the rights of him.
The MCU, the one, the Edward Norton on. Yeah, Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo. We're talking about adults. That was Hulk's.
They don't own 100%. They rent him out. They do. They have like a sharing situation.
Like
Spider-Man right now.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Universal owns him.
But it was still under the Marvel Studios.
Yeah. But I mean,
it just didn't do good, so they didn't really want to claim it no more. But they was doing it
in the
box
set. Considered a part of MCU, but it's not owned by Marvel.
It's still part of MCU, though.
Yeah. It's number two in the MCU.
Phase one.
So let's get into this Thor discussion real quick, because we got a lot of topics we're gonna try to hit.
How many minutes on Thor?
Five. We're going to do five.
We'll
do five. All right. Spoiler. So 5 minutes, spoilers. So y'all can dig on in. I'll
go.
Say my thoughts.
Let it out.
Go.
I thought it was straight, man. I give it a 7.5, 8. It was definitely comic booky. Shout to Kirby. It really did like the Kirby kind of look and sound of dude. Like, I know a lot of people that didn't like it. They I don't know what they expected Thor to kind of be, because Thor is a dude, bro. Like, he is a frat boy.
Yeah.
Like, he's the frat boy dude that's going to be.
You cannot like it, though, unless you
somebody was in
our
group
telling
it was a 5.
Nah. Well, if a 5, if you're looking at it like you thinking Thor Part 2.
It's the best Thor movie. It's definitely the best Thor
movie. I don't understand. how that individual, and I know who you are. I'm not going to say your name.
Yeah, I'm not going to diss it and go five. I knew what I was expecting when I, you know.
You saw the previews. I don't know what you expect from not seeing the previews. Like, you knew it was going to be kind of a hodgepodge situation. I liked it a lot, man. I did. It was a couple of different issues I had. Me and Ted talked about it on the phone of how, like, he just forgot about his boys that died and shit. Like, nobody informed him and his whole crew died.
Yeah,
that
was kind of whack, too. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. His whole crew died. They're like, dang, y'all ain't going to let me know? And I feel we should have got more Hela film. She was dope. She's supposed to be back in Infinity War, too. So maybe that's why they kind of just wanted to set her up.
Yeah.
So.
To me, it really, and this is not a diss, but it felt like a Disney movie all the way because of the Hela. Hela was dope. And you just feel like you're watching this. It was really good as far as, I mean, I laughed through the whole film. I can't even front. But then when she came out, it just felt like I was watching Snow White. You know, that one villain.
Oh, you're talking about Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty and shit like that.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. So, you know, it just had, you could tell, you could see it, you could feel it. But that was it worked. It worked to bring Thor back out of the trilogy that was dying, for real. I'm keep 100. And that's what I expected. I didn't expect, like, nothing crazy, because I don't think they could follow the same avenue once Thor 1 and 2 didn't do as great as they should. You know what I mean? Especially 2, really. Because 1 was good, but it was just, 2 just bombed, I guess, in the sense of story and quality. I don't know.
Well, I said I agree with Daryl. Like, I give it like a good 8. It's definitely the best story movie. I agree with that. I agree with Jules, and kind of like how we were saying right before the show. This is probably the one time I'll say, like, definitively, Jules was right. Like, in 100% of the way, he was right. Like,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that today.
Nah. Like it's probably what he, like, his gripes about the MCU, 100% every gripe he's ever had displayed itself in the movie.
And I don't even have a beef with that formula.
I really don't.
I just think I have a beef with people that ignore it and act like, no, they're perfect.
Right.
They're not. They're just doing what the average person will just fall for easy, which is not a bad thing if that's what you're taking a chance on.
Right.
And you're looking for the payback. It's not Marvel. People got to understand, you got the big wings behind them, which, you know, they influence a lot.
But I'll say this, though, and what they need to do, me and my boy James Burrell, we was talking about this, shout out to him. They definitely need another Winter Soldier level movie. What I'm counting on is that being Black Panther right now. Black Panther being the movie that's going to be the same kind of level as Winter Soldier. That's what I'm counting on. I hope it does not let me down.
But do they need? I mean, I'm saying, you're saying they need it like they're in trouble or something.
No, they need a balance, though.
They need a balance.
No, you need, they really need that balance.
Okay. I love
Winter Soldier, dog. Winter
Soldier was the perfect
balance. So Civil War wasn't?
Winter Soldier, man.
But that's still a darker movie. That's not a...
It was a little more fun.
It was definitely a fun movie.
Tony Stark's parents died.
That's not happy.
No, that's the problem. The same thing you just said. That's what Thor gave us in his third one. Dude got his, you know, this is a spoiler, his eye, you know what I mean? Everybody who was dying, but then they just went into this laughter, and then,
No laughter in the end of that movie?
In which one?
In Civil War, what was the laughter at in there?
No, I'm just saying it felt more comedic with you got Ant-Man and you know.
Ant-Man was the only person being funny, him and Spider-Man. But that's five minutes. Most of that was serious, but it was sprinkled throughout. Ant-Man and Spider-Man is not in the whole movie.
But even him going to recruit Spider-Man.
But you talking about 15 minutes total, though.
You can't say that.
That 2 hour. So give me that in Winter Soldier. Because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen in Winter
Soldier. Because it was a more serious movie. That's the point.
That's the whole point. The seriousness, that's what made it work.
And there's nothing wrong with what they did with Thor. I'm not knocking it or what they did with Civil War. But what James said is, you need a Winter Soldier type movie to come out to balance all. We already got Guardians of the Galaxy.
You can't follow every formula like Guardians.
It can't be the same, because that's what's going
to
end.
I wonder if they're doing them to be funny, because their next couple of movies are going to be too super serious.
And that's cool, but
that's what we're banking on, because it's...
Because you got Black Panther, then you got Infinity War, and that's not going to be...
But that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to include a lot of the galacticness that Thor and Guardians of the Galaxy brung, so... Do they OD on that and put too much of that into the Infinity
I know in that
Wars?
Preview I saw Thanos.
It's kind of like
bringing the moon down.
It's kind of like Avengers 2 with Ultron. Like I said, you know,
Ultron
saying?
Blew my high in that movie.
Yeah, like, that wasn't good. Mind you, James Spader is the shit. But Ultron, the character,
I was hyped about that.
That's not really how Ultron should be. Like I said, he's a true, like, I'm going to kill you. He's real monotone. Yeah, real, like.
They made him too.
You see what I'm saying? So they kind of. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm like. To be honest with you, be 100% honest with you, it's only three brands within the MCU that should really have some kind of comedy, honestly. Mm. Iron Man, Spider-Man, Guardians. That's it. To be 100% honest. Everything else don't
matter. Nah, man. Thor needs a comedy. Because, Thor is a dude, bro.
But you have to understand, man.
They went to Jack Kirby route. Jack Kirby route, it is just like that movie was.
I understand that. But at the same time, we know they Disney it out at the same time. And that's what we're saying. I'm not saying Thor is a bad. I clearly says, hey, I fuck with Thor. I'm saying I see what Jules means. So that's what I'm saying. I fuck with it, but I see what you're talking about. I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's kind of getting kind of old. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, because it's like now, because I do, like I said, I need a balance. Like, I love comedy shit. That's what I'm saying. I fuck with Guardians. I fuck with Iron Man. I fucked with Spider-Man. I fucked with a lot of shit. But I do need that balance. Like, everything can have that same kind of tone throwing. I understand why Disney's doing it, because you got to get that money, get that bread for everybody. But it's kind of like how I said with my partner is, can you imagine if the movie Watchmen came out now instead of it coming out?
It's coming out a TV show.
No. I'm talking about
HBO, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Not HBO. No, that
the film.
Have,
the film.
Yeah, no, but I'm
the
saying
the film Watchmen. Yeah. If it came out now, the reception it had back then, even though it wasn't as big as it is now, like a lot of people fuck with it. You know, people, it was like shocking, but people still was like, okay, I'm gonna fuck with it.
Yeah.
If it came out now, no fucking way. No way.
It's hard to survive in the market.
I guarantee you, no way. It wouldn't survive. It's no way possible. It would get dragged.
It would have to be a Netflix movie or something in that manner.
It would have to, because it's no way possible it could be on a level.
Because I think the market now, it's you gotta cross that billion, you gotta cross that 15,
right?
You know, 100 billion, whatever, and you just gotta go hard with it.
But the main thing, you gotta understand,
I'm talking about the genre though.
But it depends, because they're creating a new avenue for that. Like, so when the New Mutants hits, I highly doubt that they feel like that's going to cross a billion. You know what I'm saying? But they're creating this, you know, thriller-esque, well, at least from the trailer. Like, I don't know what it's going to turn out to be. Like, almost horror-ish sort of, you know, superhero vibe.
And that's a dope-ass new concept.
That's going to be in film, you're talking about?
Yeah.
People can say, you know, you have Blades, but I'm talking about a straight-up, like, something that's like a horror, but it's this within like a true horror movie in the superhero realm. Mm. That's new. Like, that kind of shit is new. To me, it is. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's new breath of fresh air. So, I get
what you mean. What I'm saying. Right. Like, so, I wouldn't necessarily say the Watchmen wouldn't survive. I think it's really all about how it's marketed. Like, I think the Watchmen would have done what Batman versus Superman would have done had it not been clipped the way that it was clipped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, because the tone of Batman versus Superman, I mean, that's always going to be up for debate. Everybody's like, oh, yo, it's too dark. You know, people killing people, they don't normally do that. And everybody's like, yo, just allow this to breathe a little bit. Let it be, you know, a different take on. Because that's what I was thinking about, like, with Ultron. Like, even though he's not like that in the comic books, you almost need a personality, because Ultron doesn't have a personality.
No, zero personality.
Right, exactly. So it would almost, like, your villain almost has to be better than your protagonist in order for it to feel like it's an actual, like, tug-of-war sort of situation. You know what I mean? Because you want this story arc to happen. But if he's just, like, you know, completely robotic, doesn't have any sort of personality, doesn't have any sort of, like, quip about him, then it's like, we've seen that would just be superheroes versus I Am Robot outside of fucking, you know, as Sal or whatever the main robot's name was. So it's understandable. I can see why they would do it. But I think the Watchmen, if it was to drop now, and especially to have all the technology and stuff like that, I think it could survive. Now, granted, it's not going to do anywhere near the Avengers numbers. It's not going to do anywhere near...
people were shit on and drag on it.
But it didn't do gangbusters when it came out the first
time. It came out at a start, but it came out also in a different time.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Also came out in different... Yeah. That's what I'm like, the time it came out in. If it came out in the time we're in now...
It came out in the middle of phase one.
Right. It came... Right, exactly. Yeah. So in phase one, did not go all... Didn't go full route like it did just yet. You know what I'm saying? Not till like...
I don't know,
Avengers.
Man. I think people may appreciate stuff more than y'all think they would.
I don't know, man.
Watchmen?
Just period. Just have darker stuff, period.
I mean, now they do.
I think more people appreciate more darker tones, period, now.
Something's been around.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, like, now.
And maybe The Watchmen is a part of their reason. You know what I'm saying? Because it was one of the first people to, one of the first, brands to actually try to cross that path. Because think about
it's Dark Knight. No, it's Dark Knight.
I mean,
Darkness. We got everybody on the dark shit.
It's Dark Knight. I understand what you mean. But
Dark
Knight was
so dark that it was... pitch black, you can't, bring your kids.
Because it was like the first superhero whodunit.
That's what Watchmen was.
Was like the first superhero whodunit.
That was dope, though.
Like,
that was dope.
Even outside, like, Dark Knight was thrillerish. Like, Watchmen was like on the verge of like.
Yeah, that was
cerebral shit.
That was grown.
Yeah, it was cerebral, and not that Dark Knight wasn't, but like, there was like. It was like you had...
It was a tech story, too.
You have HBO, and then you got, like, Fox. Like, Fox is Dark Knight. HBO is Watchmen. Like, you know, this nigga throwing hot grease on motherfuckers. This nigga, pushing... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit really happened in Dark Knight.
It's like it was like a bridge Netflix series in a movie.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Like, in so many words.
You can see it pop out on Netflix. Like, you can see that shit. Like, I see Daredevil all through... Like, Punisher all through.
Oh, yeah. I would have checked that on Netflix.
I mean, think about it. They had a nigga... they had a blue nigga walking around with his dick out for half the movie.
Yeah.
That's never going
to... You know what I think it really boils to? Man, a lot of it is the idea of a superhero movie... being something enjoyable, right? So you're like supposed to bring your kids, you're supposed to bring your feet.
Exactly.
And I always joke about it, but I'm serious, like in the terms of you can't bring your little clique with you, like the kids can't see what you grew up with.
Right, right.
We're not really ready for something so mature on the big screen because it'll limit us to just us
right.
And not being able to bring that generation
exactly.
behind
us. And that's Disney's whole game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, their whole thing is like, if you make it family friendly, everybody can come.
Absolutely.
Right, because you bring the kids, you automatically bring mom and dad.
Right. But if you're talking about like straight, so like Watchmen to me was like fucking Discovery Channel. It was like,
that was
you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like no holes barred. Like, they want you to see everything in real time, in reality.
Like it popped off at the beginning.
Yeah. That was epic, though. I mean, that was.
And that's what made me like, I was like, oh shit, this is DC? I'm like, oh, damn, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, it sure is a DC movie. I was like, oh, yeah. And then
but I love that they did it and took the shot because then they gave you Red. And even though these are under DC somewhere far, they still was kind of like, yo, we're going to adhere to like the OG
like
who loves
it,
the comedy and bam, hit him with that.
Yeah, Red was dope. Red and Red.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the problem. And maybe what can happen, now that you said that, maybe they'll just slide in when Marvel leaves Netflix.
Yeah.
Because all those joints would have been much better on Netflix.
Some about DC? Now,
yeah.
DC's got their own streaming service coming.
Oh, they got something coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where Young Justice is going to be on.
Oh, snap.
Instead of Netflix?
I'm not paying for that, dog.
Ooh, Netflix might be dropping there.
Nah, they'll
Netflix
be
ain't going to lose it because
so
they
crushing. They got so much
true. I mean, you got
their
other
own
stuff
content
like,
they got.
Yeah. I mean, they do.
They'll be fine. And they got Shonda Rhimes, too, now.
Who?
Shonda Rhimes.
Oh,
yeah.
They'll be fine.
That'll be good.
And they got Martin Millar, too.
How ABC let that go?
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
They'll be fine.
Ooh.
What's Martin Millar?
And Netflix is doing comic books with Martin Millar, too.
What's Martin Millar?
Dude, I'll play the guy
Kick
that
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
I think Nemesis. I want to say Irredeemable.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's bringing all those to Netflix.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm saying they basically
they saw it coming.
They saw the contract.
Anybody ever watch OA on Netflix?
I did.
You watched? What you thought?
The ending was not a good payoff at the end.
I kind of thought it was a little epic though when everybody started wilding out at that end in the gym or whatever.
I was thinking like this whole.
That's the one in Brazil, right?
No, that's not watching that.
It picks up in the middle and like leaves off in the middle. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's weird. Like
it was. You need a second season really quick to see.
I need an explanation to see what the fuck happened because it's like depending on how you explain it.
It's mad slow, but it's
that's what I heard.
You keep interest because you're like thirsty to see what's going on, and then once you start understanding, you're like,
hey, that was a show. that made me think. We should never fuck with Russia because at that one flashback scene when she was a little girl, she was Russian, and it was like her dad told her, stand in that lake of ice water and said, this is how you become strong. I'm like, nigga, she fool. I was thinking like, oh, nigga, we ain't gonna ever win against a war against Russia. I'm like, nigga, if they training kids like this, nigga, we don't stand a chance.
They training niggas like Spartans.
Right, yeah. Oh, and then we watched
Y'all didn't know that when we was kids coming up, that the Russians wanted to be fucked with? Have y'all seen Rocky IV? Oh, he did Apollo Creed.
I mean, it's one thing.
No, you see what he did Apollo Creed, and he black. So I knew what it was for us. As a kid, though, I'm dead serious. When he did that to Apollo Creed, I was like, oh, they fuck up niggas too?
And Latinos wasn't even around. So exactly. I was like, yo.
So you know what they going to do to you too.
Hey,
so
look. They done took out Apollo.
Yeah, they took out Apollo. No, man. I was like, I'm good, man. I'm good. It ain't never been good for a black person against Russians.
Man, like, then I watched the show would be happening over in Ukraine on Viceland, like that Hate Thy Neighbor shit, and I saw how they be recruiting niggas. They be recruiting, like, teenagers through MMA to put them in the motherfucking racist shit. I was like,
what do you mean racist shit? What do you mean?
Well, if you remember the show, I think I told you a long time ago, it's a show called Hate Thy Neighbor that used to come on Viceland.
I remember you said that.
So, about all, like, the hate groups, like, in different parts of the world, right? That's by a dude, Jamal Maddox, comedian, British comedian, right? He, biracial. One of the places he went to was the Ukraine, and Ukraine's like main hate group there. I forgot, it's like Azov, A-Z-A-S-O-V or some shit like that. And basically, I was on some white supremacy shit. Mm. On the same time, is they're really they like supreme nationalists, like they don't fuck with Russia, like for real, because Russia don't kind of fuck with Ukraine anyway. But they really don't fuck with Russia. Like if you are any kind of sympathizer to Russia, fuck you, and they will kill you on the spot, or beat the shit out of you, like with no remorse. And let's say how they recruit kids is, like, to bring their organization, bring them up in that same fucked up ideology, how they do it is they recruit them through MMA.
Wow. Is that the one that they had on? But this one, they do fuck with Russia, though. I saw one on Real Sports where it was a Russian country, or, like, a small Russian country, or, like, part of Chechnya. It was Chechnya. They have a big MMA following, too, and they got a lot of their people involved for the military and through MMA, but that's different than what you're talking about
military. I'm talking about actually straight up militia hate group shit. Like they straight up recruited through teenagers. I'm talking about like 14 through 18, male and female.
Wow.
Like, no, in this shit. And like when I saw I'm like, nigga, we never gonna stand a chance against them. I said we gonna lose. Mm. We will lose. Okay. I love them. I don't get me wrong. It's a lot of leaders I love in this country, but if we had to go straight fight these niggas, we are ill-prepared. Ill-prepared. Like, you got the average 14, 15-year-old straight can beat the shit out of, like, straight hand with Conor McGregor. You really think a motherfucker over here can really, the average 15, 16-year-old can hang with a motherfucker like that? No. No. Absolutely not. That's all, like, nah.
All right. Let's keep moving. Jules is going to have a review for us for Justice League, so make sure you listen to that. Jules, make sure you do your thing on it. Give the people the good quality, all that good stuff. Probably.
I'm going to talk about it from a lot of aspects.
No, I want you to. Actually, it'll be out before this comes out. So as soon as you give me that,
I'm going to see it Monday, but I'm going to see it again tomorrow.
Okay.
I paid for my tickets, and I was like, you know what? Let me go see it.
All
right. My son didn't see it, so.
Let's go. Let's get into some of our topics, our news topics. RIP to the great Robert Guillaume, man. Benson. Started out on the TV show Soap. Yeah, from St. Louis, man.
Shout out to him, man.
I think he's from U City, right?
Is he? I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's from U City.
I think he is.
Was on a TV show Soap, got that spinned off the Benson. You remember him from Lean On Me, everything. I mean, whatever the show do you have?
Media Man.
Where you have a black butler cussing out white people. Mm. It's the best thing going, man. So rest in peace to him. Next up, Marvel trying to get Fox still. This has been going back and forth for the last 2 weeks. I don't even know if it's going to happen.
But if it does,
it's a mother because the thing DC, I always feel, is super top heavy. Like they got the nice 6-7 run. But I feel like their roster after that 6-7 is like boo-boo. like besides like your icons and your static shots, those are dope. But I'm talking about like your straight up like. They got Plastic Man and shit like that is in the Justice League. You know what I mean? And like Adam Man and people.
The Flash that, too.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that that's some bullshit too? Adam, Captain Adam. People that like, oh, okay, like he may be dope, but like people I don't identify with him.
Yeah. Right.
Marvel has more of a diverse portfolio, yeah. but they don't have his top heavy. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
So they got a whole bunch of sevens. They got a whole bunch of tens, but yeah. then after that, it drop off.
The collective makes it more interesting.
Yeah, so that's why they're always going to be equal yeah, because yeah. they're gonna roll out Green Lantern, Superman, Batman, right. Aquaman, Wonder Woman. They're going to throw them out at you. But then Marvel's got a lot more because of yeah. more
X-Men,
people.
X-Men, you got yeah, the Avengers.
And if they get Fantastic Four back, they're going to have Doctor Doom. And,
hey,
if you
watch the AMC Secrets of Comic Book,
mm-hmm.
I forgot the guy. Who
yeah, with
did.
With the
interesting
homeboy
to see the development of Marvel
mm-hmm.
after DC,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see why Marvel has so many different characters in a way that DC really doesn't. Like you're saying, DC is more top heavy,
yeah,
and then you know Marvel's
a whole bunch
more
of random motherfuckers.
But you'll understand why. Like I watched that. What
they say?
That
what
doc,
they say?
Stan Lee and them cats, the dude that passed away, that was like
Kirby. Mm-hmm.
Yo, them dudes is creative, man, and they just was going in, and I think they was going in, giving you. They did what we fight about now with DC and Marvel. DC being too dark, Marvel's just you know Disney or whatever the case is. But the idea is that when they started, DC was all about 7-year-olds. DC was geared towards. The 6 to 7 to 8 year old, like literally, you see it in this documentary. And Marvel came out,
yeah, because the first Shazam was like, oh,
yeah,
like, he was like,
seriously, yeah. And they never went in depth with none of the DC characters. And when Stan and them dudes put it together and they started going in, they went in with these characters and made them more realistic to the reader. So they can relate on a level like, oh, snap. Like, it was that. It was deep, man.
And then DC had to flip their game. Then DC had to flip up their game.
Yeah,
and that's when Batman got more darker.
That's when Batman and the deep history started coming out. A lot of that stuff.
The Joker start being more than the heathen start being some deep.
Yo, it was such a good little, you know. It's an hour long, man. I watched it before I was watching The Walking Dead. And it was really deep because you hear, you know, the differences between Stan and Kirby. And you see, like, the creative minds that really got behind, you know, Marvel and how that transcended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was yo, deep, man. Deep little show, man.
Okay. Check that
word.
Out.
Word. Because I had no clue. You know me. Mm. Oh, they came out with DC a long time ago. They were first. But really, the idea with DC was very colorful. Let's be real. And it was really geared towards kids and comic book readers. But Marvel took it to that next step.
Well, you know I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, like you're saying, I mean, what yep. you just said makes Spider-Man 100% make sense.
Fantastic.
Why
did
happen his girlfriend? His parents died.
That's
things.
Why Spider-Man is always considered top three because he's the most relatable superhero to the everyday person.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that makes sense, though.
It was deep, man. You get a chance, if you got AMC, watch it or look it up online because it was so
Do y'all think if Marvel does, DC does get back the Fox properties? Because Fox basically wants to just gut their whole movie entertainment part, period. They don't even want to
thank
do with
God.
It. Do y'all think this changes up their whole
genre? Are they trying to do
no,
that?
No, they all their movies. They want to
really?
Sell. They trying to sell off everything to Disney. Like,
oh wow,
all the other franchises. So whatever the franchise they got, like I think Aliens is up under there. All that will go to DC. I mean, not to DC, to
Disney.
Disney.
That's a hell of a monopoly move. Shit.
Yeah,
that is
but
a
I mean,
move.
Do y'all think
it
changed? Do you think that changed? Well, no, they just probably just start saying, fuck it, we're going to start doing.
You know what? You got so many different studios, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got millions of studios. But do y'all think this will change up the timeline of the MCU if they get back X-Men and Fantastic Four?
No.
Well,
if
they reboot, I mean, they can technically do a soft reboot, you know, through Spider-Man. I mean, so if you do that. It's
well, cool. No, I was saying, like, you got Doom now. I mean,
you can still. I mean, you
but
make,
see, look, that's the dope
you,
part about
you can make life,
getting
yeah,
all
yeah,
those
you
properties
can
back, and you're and because of course they letting go of the Netflix tree,
yeah.
They can still do all of that on smaller scale, big scale, lead up to the big scale, as you know, like they're in the same universe with the Netflix stuff. They can do it and rock it because you don't have to go main screen for everything.
Yeah.
You can build that up to everything, man, and just bam, hit you with the one, you know, the one film, like, ooh,
like, what you crush like, it. Because, like, technically, if you want to bring back Fantastic Four, like, I literally just brainstormed this in my head just now. I mean, they can easily do, like, some shit, like, have it somewhat kind of like how they wanted to do the remake not too long ago.
Yeah.
Based off the Ultimate version. But make a better version of
that.
No,
yeah,
make
yeah,
a better of that.
And this is the thing, though. I'm not sure. I can't find a word, but I think those Defenders will stay with Netflix, though.
I think whatever Netflix got already got the rights for.
Yeah, I think that like they're gonna continue making Daredevil. So Daredevil ain't just gonna switch over.
But I hope they revert back to Daredevil because
that's a whole. That's because they had a showrunner. The showrunner was messed up.
Right, the Daredevil, all the Defenders shit plus the Punisher. I think they all gonna stay on Netflix.
Yes,
you're gonna see the response of fans backtrack when Punisher comes out. Because, you know, a lot of fans kind of was just like, oh, I'm done with the Defenders.
They
like,
said,
Defenders
yeah, they didn't. Said Punisher's the best MCU TV show, period.
That,
like people said, they're like, yo, like.
Yo, Netflix got it. You know that was going to be dope. I mean, come
Shane.
On.
Put Shane in there.
You put Shane up in that, man.
You put
listen,
Shane in that movie as the Punisher?
Yo, Shane so dope made me go back and watch Grudge Match, made me go back and watch all type of movies that man done played in, dog. I'm ready to see
the
movie.
To see watch Grudge Match.
Is on Blu-ray now in Walmart. I'm like, yo, the kid don't even talk in the movie. He's just a dope actor, man.
Yeah.
He's a dope actor.
Really even though I know a lot of people wanted to be go back to, what was Homeboy from the... Thomas Jane. People, a lot of people.
Even though it was dope,
John Berenthal's got it. Like I'm good.
Yeah, Berenthal got it.
I'm ready to watch Snitch again. I want to see this kid mindset. That kid is dope, man.
Yeah, John Berenthal.
I'm like, oh shit, he brought some John. He said he basically brought John Wick for real. So from more or less,
ain't
I'm
that
like,
real? That's dope.
Dog, he was the first John Wick.
Yeah,
he was the original John Wick to me. I'm like, oh hell yeah, you good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, Amazon is trying to create their own The Lord of the Rings TV series. It's supposed to be a prequel.
Nigga,
Saruman. It's supposed to be basically not Saruman.
Sauron.
When he was actually not human but actual being. So back in the beginning, the first Lord of the Rings, where they tell the story
when he was back being like an elf and shit like that.
Right, when the elves and everybody were fighting them all together, they're going back to that.
What would be dope?
That's kind of, I can maybe mess with that.
It would be dope if they can intertwine, like, later on down the line, like, some shit from, like, Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War shit. Dog.
Yeah, but no, they doing all prequel. This is all going to be before.
I know,
even
the Middle Earth is before that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's about Sauron still come around, still fucking shit up.
Yeah, this is what's gonna be what about. Maybe they might incorporate that
because
thing.
It's because Shadow War got you playing with a dude that's a ranger that's possessed by the original maker of all the rings.
So in Shadow of Mordor, that's the ranger possessed by
The elf that possesses the ranger, the main character. So the actual dude that possesses the actual being that possesses the main character is the creator of all the rings of power.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be dope if they could find a way in Amazon to find a way to intertwine it.
And you know what we learned, though? Real talk from Lord of the Rings, backtracking to Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
That interest is so real.
To hell
see,
yeah.
Because even when you watch Fellowship, you're like, yo, I'm going to
Because they throw you right into the middle of the
right
farthest. You don't understand why the elves are... Well, you find out a little bit in the prequels with the... what was the ones that they had with the War of the Families and all those? The Hobbit prequels.
Yeah.
But you don't understand why the dwarves were beefing with the elves.
You don't understand
and then
that,
the elves
that
are beefing with the
that
humans.
Lore
but then
is
you,
a motherfucker, dog. That lore is crazy, man.
Yeah. So that's Amazon, man. People are trying to step up their game.
Crackle already did it.
Yeah.
Because that startup show, I haven't watched no other real show other than Chosen. But I'm gonna tell you something, and that's Sony putting their name now on it too, like a Sony company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. But Startup is such a good show. Like I'm like, yo, this could have been on like one of the networks, man.
Yeah.
Real talk. Maybe not the hoochie coochie part about it, but it is so good. Startup. You gotta watch it because the actors in it are phenomenal. The Hobbit man, what's his name? Dude that played the Hobbit. He's in it. He's like a FBI agent that's kind of like on his own mission. But
see, what would be dope if they actually—I know they ain't gonna do it because I read a long time. But if they did the final trilogy and all that shit, the Silmarillion.
You talking about the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, because you got the Hobbit,
yeah,
Lord of the Rings, Silmarillion. Yeah. And I always wanted to get in that story. You
think they would even think of that?
But, I mean, it makes sense. If you already did The Hobbit, if you already did Lord of the Rings, why would you not do some Silmarillion or at least reference it? That would be dope.
Do you think Peter Jackson got it, though?
I don't know. I think I read somewhere that I ain't going to do it. But it seemed to me, it was like, why would you
somebody
not
could take it, though. Look how they're doing Star Wars, huh?
Yeah. Unless we can get into that in a second. We're going to hold that thought for a second. Fault. Disney to have lower prices for their new streaming service.
They better be $5 a month. I'm dead serious.
It better be $3.
See, this is the thing, though. But see, this is the thing, though. I think y'all going to pay for it. And that goes into my next topic. Rian Johnson to helm new Star Wars trilogy and bring Star Wars live TV series to Disney streaming service.
Like I said.
They're going to bring the heat.
Like I said, $5. Because
they want people to pay. They know what Netflix has done. They're going to have a gang of original material now.
Yeah. I know they all have gang of original material, but the thing is going to be you all have to have
all those Disney movies. Those Marvel movies.
No. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, for a network like Netflix, why they thrive as hard as they do, it's because of the myriad of shit they have that's not just the shit that's like Disney that falls on Marvel. Yeah.
Right, but that's
why it'd
be cheaper, though. I get that.
But right, that's what I'm saying. It has to be cheaper if you're going to have that. That's what I'm saying. To make that draw, you're going to have to make
Disney,
it.
Netflix already established themselves.
Yeah. As like, as I got hella shit.
Netflix ain't getting messed with. Like, they're like, right. They're the bins of the
right.
situation.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to really compete. That's what I'm saying. If they're trying to compete, what they need to do.
Look how long Netflix been.
See, I don't even know if they
want to
compete.
Like,
they just want a piece. It's like you having a pizza.
Is that being greedy, though?
No, it's not being greedy. Know. It's like Netflix got the whole pizza. I just want two slices.
I'm going to keep it 100. That's like me renting out a barber chair somewhere and then going, man, this money can go to my own shop.
There you go. But you may not make as much.
Because now you got the overhead.
Well, you make more in your shop.
But it's being invested into your business.
Exactly.
So. Right, and that's
exactly
what I'm saying. If they go the route that they're going, and that's why I'm not saying it won't work, but I'm saying you can't make it no Netflix price. You gotta have to make it.
You can't go $11.99.
Hell
no,
I can see them
going $7.99.
I don't want $7.99.
Make
that's still $10. Make it $5.
Make $5.
You make it
y'all
$5.
Be surprised,
you crush it.
No,
or if you make it $7.99 and you're
straight
able to stream, so three people have the same account, then cool.
All these people are gonna do that same thing.
You know they've been shutting that down, right? Certain devices you can't. Netflix try to pull that where you can't.
But you
so many devices,
profiles,
only four, huh?
Oh, really?
You only use four at one time. If you play the max, you only use four devices. At
right?
The
yeah,
same
that's
time.
What I'm saying. Though they Disney just watching the thing now. Like, you know what? All right, we can do that. We're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
And then I just want my 30%. We already making big money on the movies. Just give me a little 30%. Just like you said, which was you're not gonna be a bigger barbershop than Nappy Cuts. Or what was the move from
No, you're right
shop?
Though. You're right.
I can't remember.
What was the one across the street? You know what I'm talking about?
It was Nappy Cuts.
Yeah, so you ain't gonna be like Nappy Cuts, but you're gonna do straight. You just want your little two slices.
Yeah, you do. You look at it from a business standpoint,
Right, and I'm not saying, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they can't get their put apart. I'm totally not saying that. All I'm saying is, from what you're offering and what you're putting
you may
out,
not pay for it, but it's a gang of people like myself that's going to have to pay for it because I got a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Do you think
that might be the only that's
you
gotta
think about
grace.
It all those Disney TV shows, all
there's
the Disney movies,
I mean,
that's a lot.
Disney
that's an easy
DX,
lockdown for
is
a
that
kid.
Still on the
yeah
air?
DX, DX? They just finished the last episode of Rebels. Oh. Rebels is dope too for the record.
What's
Star
Rebels?
Wars Rebels. Star Wars Rebels?
Oh, Rebels. I
yeah.
You said Rebels. I was like, what's Rebels?
No, Star Wars Rebels.
Really?
All that. Think about all that stuff is on there.
If you get
oh,
access
get
to all
cut.
That,
they
I can't.
No, they already said that you get access to all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
That
might be worth that
$7.99. Yeah, man, you got to think about all the Disney stuff going all the way back. You can
so
get
you say
everything.
$10 tops?
No, I'm saying $7.99.
Okay.
And then maybe
$8.99
for your
streaming
HD.
With $7.99?
I'll say $8.99 with your HD.
You know what? To keep it 100, if Disney does that, then it might make Netflix back up a little on their high prices every time they keep
warning
about
the new prices.
Or
some of the cats will get dropped, though. My thing is Hulu. Some of your third or fourth tier kind of joints, those are the ones that are going to get
affected.
I cut
off Hulu last year, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
3-4 months.
Hulu's the one that's going to suffer.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
A CBS Access. Somebody like that, whoever has that, who hasn't,
that's stupid.
Whatever. Whoever has that, we'll talk about that later in a minute. That. But think about this. Rian Johnson's going to do a whole other trilogy to Star Wars right now.
Really?
That's how dope The Last Jedi must be.
Wow.
Think about how, they ain't even saw their seats yet. They just like, yo, this shit is dope. You got the whole next trilogy after this.
Wow.
And you let you do a live action series for the 4-hour streaming. Like, so I'm just like, how dope is this movie then?
I ain't gonna lie. I used to think when Disney bought out Marvel,
that it was going to mess it up. And this was in the early stage. I said, oh, they're going to make everything whack. But when, if you buying something now, like Lucas, right? And you still let them do what they got to do.
We just want to just want
that's
this.
That's the key little, right there.
We going to put our little marketing dollars behind that. And it's pushing. You know, y'all do what y'all do.
You got to do that. That's the point of investing.
Like, look, don't, you just do what y'all do.
You can. Oh, man, that's going to be killer.
Yeah. I mean, and then they brought in Ron Howard to redo the Han Solo movie. They said he did that movie in like record time, like a month.
It's fucking Ron Howard. What
but they
you know,
but they said like they said they had cats work like 15-hour days. Like he, but they said it wasn't like you were working, you were tired. It was like they were efficiently moving through the like they were just on it. Like
filmed,
damn,
they filmed the like a film portion of it
like a month, month and a half, something crazy where they had already been pushed back like 3 months before. Wow. It was something crazy that Ron Howard did. It may be a little bit long, but it was like a crazy schedule he did on it to get it.
Knew the kid from Happy Days.
It's the most.
I'm gonna keep it behind. You might
every time I see that.
No. I was waking up watching this dude on TV.
I will say he is probably the most successful child actor of all time.
Hands down.
Is he?
To me, I think
think about it.
Outside of maybe Shirley Temple and them, dog.
No, Shirley Temple didn't do well as an adult. We talking about somebody getting doing anything.
Yeah,
as
I'm
an
talking
adult
about.
Too.
I say from child
and
to
coming
now,
from Happy Days, though. I'm
yeah,
just
no,
saying.
From fucking Andy Griffin show.
Oh yeah, well that's true.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. Starting from there all the way till now.
See, that's why he the Oracle. No, because he just shut down the OG. I'm saying Happy Days is getting on the Andy Griffin show.
Then he involved in my
encyclopedia. Dudes need to buy USB drives of you and all the knowledge you contain, dog. That's really what it needs to happen.
I mean, Opie, man. He was Opie. I'm serious. I mean, and then you got to remember, he did fucking, like I said, Happy Days. He did Arrested Development. He did a huge hand in Arrested Development. And I'll stay watching Arrested Development. That is my shit. I hate that went off the air like it did. But thank
I
you,
never
Nick.
Got into that, but I always heard good talk about
dude,
it.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious, man. It's basically like a documentary looking at what happens with white people get broke as fuck. Super rich white people get broke as fuck.
Yeah, I think you, Ron Howard may be the most.
Shit. Like, look at his catalog, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Look at his catalog,
dude,
Ron Howard.
He
look at
awesome,
he fucked with from child
like sleeper
to adult,
stuff.
Man.
You wouldn't have even thought.
You know, never thought. That? And then all his behind the scenes directorial shit. Been killing it. That's what I'm like. And he's always
only other one, I guess, that you could, if you talking about music, I would say Michael Jackson is the only other person I could think of that was kid.
That was it. But then
yeah, I'm saying, but that's music.
Because he's not even here no more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson from a kid.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. But you're talking music, though.
But that's even staying in the same family still. Like, you can't even see outside that box.
you ain't even left that other
we
Jackson
ain't even left
ranch.
The Jackson. We still in the same fence. Jump the fence and see what else we got. Give me something else.
We ain't even left the Jackson
we ain't
ranch.
Got nothing. Oh, man. So, what? Oh, I'm about to say Different World, but the girl... That's when she started was Different World.
Who you talking about?
To do the voiceovers for everybody.
Oh, Cree Summer. Yeah. But she.
That's Different World. That was.
Yeah, but she was already an adult.
She was already an adult.
All right. Next up, Metal Gear Solid in production. I don't know about this, though.
No, nigga. This should have. No,
I think it's too hard to do, man.
No, I don't think it's hard to do.
Do you know how long the movie?
Nigga,
like,
that's my favorite fucking. But
somebody streamed, somebody clipped all the Metal Gear Solid scenes and made it one long thing. I think it's like 13 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, all the like intercut things and all the Metal Gear Solid. I think it's like 13 hours or something crazy. Like that.
I do like in I think the PS3.
I need to see this shit.
It's 13 hours.
Do you want to know how long this shit? You know how I want to know how long Metal Gear Solid really is? I have Metal Gear Solid 5.
What, 13 hours at the minimum, just to watch. No, that's just watching. They ain't play time.
So I know, watching all the clip footage.
With all the clip, like all the little intermediate scenes
you right
where
now.
You like showing your man, you've seen your man do something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you right now, like, I got the PS4, I got Metal Gear Solid 5 right now. I'm telling you right now, if you intertwine that whole fucking story, the game itself, I'm like 60 hours in, I had to stop. I'm only like 25% done with this fucking
game. On the last game that came
yes.
out?
Yes.
When it came out?
Like a couple years back.
Oh, it was for free, too. I didn't
download all the cutscenes.
Shit,
it's 11 hours, 59 minutes, and 55 seconds.
Dude, the PS3, the Metal Gear Solid 4 on PS3, I think the last cutscene of the game is like an hour and a half.
I need to start at midnight.
I want to say it's like an hour and a half long.
I fell off on Metal Gear Solid, but I never get playing it.
You hear me? What I'm saying? Yeah. The last cutscene, I think of the PS3 game number 4. I want to say it's like 90 minutes. a smooth 90 minutes. The last cut scene.
So you're saying...
I might have to watch a four-hour one.
The quick one.
Your honest opinion. Film.
I don't think it can work. It's too many characters,
James,
man.
You.
It's too many characters.
If you make it a universe, fuck yeah.
I've been saying.
If you make it a universe.
Do exactly how Marvel did.
The person that did King Kong is writing it, though.
You like King Kong, the last one? Skull Island?
I haven't seen it. I didn't.
I heard it was cool, though.
I'm sorry.
Look at Jules' face.
See, the thing, it's kind of hard. Right.
Now, keep in mind, it's a dude writing this. Now, this ain't Ron Howard writing it.
Now, this is how I feel about Metal Gear Solid. It's kind of hard for you to... This is how I feel about it.
Come on, Jules.
For real. Think about it, man. For real.
I didn't mean to throw it under the bus.
Think about it. It's kind of hard to not fucking Metal Gear Solid. The story is right the fuck there.
It is, though.
Like, you can't fuck that up.
You know what's going to happen.
You're right.
You know what's going to happen.
Shout out to Dragon Ball Z.
Listen, keep it 100. Yeah, right. You know what's going to happen cinematically.
But
that's
certain
the problem.
Shit, you can't. But what's going to happen? But something like Dragon Ball Z, it's certain gonna be shit what we you cannot translate over. You can translate damn near everything over in a Metal Gear Solid game.
No way.
They need to make it a series.
Yo.
That shit is just
this
shield.
Is where I throw Netflix in the mix. Yo, make it something for Netflix. Make it just a DVD version. You could do CGI.
Make a Netflix movie series.
I respect that then.
Do a Netflix movie series.
They got movies.
They must be on
No,
strip.
I'm talking about a movie series on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, make like an actual, put the universe in Netflix.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If these motherfuckers already got Castlevania, why the fuck not?
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100.
Think about it. You already got one property from Konami already on Netflix. Ooh. Castlevania. Why the fuck? Nigga, you can do Contra. Contra could be...
Ooh.
Think about it. No, I'm just saying.
Konami
universe.
You know what James is saying? Bruh. Something really real.
Konami universe.
Think about it.
Explode.
I gotta write that down for a topic of the show's name.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You know why James is saying something really valid? Because you're saying it in the sense of keep it small scale, so it's not, you know, box office bomb or whatever. But this is the thing. If you keep it to Netflix, you keep that CGI requirement down. You keep all that stuff that would overwhelm the film.
Well, you wouldn't even have to do that even in the... Well, I guess you would.
It'd be more realistic is what I'm saying. Right, yeah. Think about it.
Because the only thing you would have to spend for real, a lot of shit on, for real, is making Giant Mech.
Yeah.
That's it.
But they could do that.
And look at the shit that you can make with like shit like Pacific Rim and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that? All you got to do is just make like a... No, I'm saying
CGI doesn't cost like it did on the first Transformers movie.
It don't cost as much.
No, it doesn't. I'm just looking at it like I almost preferably, like you said, wanted animation.
I do too, because there's freedom with the animation.
And then like an anime, Metal Gear Solid,
like Castlevania.
That's what I'm saying. Like Castlevania, I was like, that would be
beautiful.
Amazing.
But what about that anime that came out and it was all CGI, but it was bugged out, like the big bobbleheads running down the
Gesso.
That was kind of dope, though, man.
Yeah, if you do it, that would be sick, too.
That's probably a lot of money. But Gesso was tight.
Was fucking
but
15 sick,
million versus Konami 200 million?
Cinematic universe.
Think about
it. Konami universe.
If you already got Castlevania was wild, my nigga. And that was just four episodes of the first season.
Yeah, that was wild.
That's what I'm thinking. And that's four episodes was wild. Now, if you do the same thing, you can do a test run, same with Metal Gear Solid.
So true.
Do the same shit. I bet money.
That's so true, though.
I bet money on it.
Yo, me and D was over here like, it's over.
Konami cinematic.
You did what? It's over.
It's over. Yeah, I was like, I'm good. I just keep
but you know,
I'm good. It's cool.
But the thing about it is, it is something like low-key I've been wanting to see for a long time because that is my favorite game series of all time. Like, dude, though, I love it.
Yo, your best bet is watch that 11 hours and something minutes. Break it down to your own little episodes.
I played every single one of them games.
Damn.
Like, I'm telling you.
Dance Dance Revolution?
Dance Dance Revolution. Is that on Konami? Oh, shit. Name some other ones, Ted. Name some other ones.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit. There's Konami. But they ain't going to rest that because
DC.
Oh, no.
That,
Marvel would have that. Marvel got the price probably.
That. Michael Bay messed
that up. Castlevania, Super Contra, Predator 2.
Predator 2. They can't get Predator because Predator's Universal, I think.
How crazy.
Astro Invader.
They got Ghosts and Ghouls.
Frogger.
No, that's kind of...
You said Ghosts and Ghouls.
Frogger.
Frogger. Ooh, a Frogger movie.
Frogger.
Movie. Silent Hill.
No, no.
They already did Silent Hill. Silent Hill.
You could reboot
Silent
that.
Silent Hill was dope, though. Low
Time
key.
Time Pilot. I'm just going to
bed. Did you watch the last one?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Where are we at? Ping Pong. Russian Attack. Russian Attack was the shit. man, that's taking
Zone of the Enders. That shit was low-key hard, dog. Mm. Like, for real. That was the sick.
Where are we at? Blades of Steel.
Ooh, Blades of Steel was my joint. Was. That was a dope hockey game.
Dark Adventure, Combat School, Hyper Crash.
Gradius. That Gradius was Gradius, dope.
Yeah.
I fuck with Gradius.
The Konami Cinematic Universe. This is about a
dude, it's. I'm trying to see if they start getting... Bottom of the Ninth? That was my shit.
Oh, that was...
Crime Fighter, Spy, Aliens, Turtles, The Simpsons,
ooh.
Sunset Rider, Thundercross, Vendetta? I don't even know what that is. X-Men, Bucky O'Hare.
Damn.
Lethal Enforcers.
Oh, Lethal Enforcers.
Nigga,
shit.
Running Gun. That's it.
Running
they
Gun.
Did it. Running Gun. Marshall Champions.
Running Gun was the shit.
That was the shit. Alan still hates me.
One of the best video arcade games
dude,
of all time.
Dude, when they put the motherfucking double pump in there, that was it. That was it for me.
You like the original more than the second one?
I think so.
Yeah. The second one had better graphics.
It did.
But it didn't have the same game.
Oh, No More Heroes? Oh, shit. Work? Okay.
All right, let's keep it going. One of my favorite TV shows is finally coming back, Top Boy. If y'all have not peeped Top Boy,
you know,
man.
I still
as soon as I saw
that,
it,
man.
I was like, Daryl over here shitting his pants.
I was like, yes.
Isn't that real?
What Yo, is that? It's dope, man. It's basically The Wire in Britain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's dope.
That's funny, y'all. I got to watch that.
It's then. Dope. It's on Netflix.
Word?
Yeah, man. It's only maybe 10 episodes for their two seasons. Because you know how BBC runs. They only got like 5-6 episodes per season.
It's just like The Last Kingdom. Same thing. It's like 8 episodes
season. Top Boy is dope. It's coming back. Drake is actually executive producing along with somebody else. I forgot who. Was it Diddy or somebody like that?
Okay.
But they just get putting the money behind it.
It's produced by these dudes?
No, not originally. They just coming back, putting some money behind it.
Oh, executive producer.
Yeah, they ain't on the...
Is that good, though,
Silent Scope, too.
Silent Scope was my shit, too. Oh, LeBron James, the other person.
Is that good?
Is that good,
I'm going to watch it, though.
Shout out to
it's one of my favorite TV shows, though. Like,
what?
Dude, though, Top Boy is good, man. It's good. Like, it's good, man. And actually, it was another British comedy I saw that was pretty funny and cool. I can't remember the name of it, but this kid finds a bag of money... And it's some British drug dealers trying to catch him slipping, but he ends up buying all this stuff with his boys. I forgot the name of it. One of the listeners will be able to tell me. And I was actually pretty decent, too. So I'll be trying to stay on it. It's
like
a movie.
Series.
It's a movie on it's a British movie. I saw it on Netflix.
I think I've seen that one.
It was a light-skinned dude.
I think I've seen that
like one. I think he had a hot top fade. And that was pretty, it was cool little British joint, but yo, British shows are dope. So if you check out Top Boy is that deal.
Can I keep it 100? Can I just keep 100?
What?
I'm going to blow y'all real quick.
What?
What I've been watching on Netflix with my wife.
What is that?
Riverdale.
Yo.
I knew you don't do that.
Hey, yo, it's kind of good.
But you know what? Low-key, but no. Low-key, though.
I was trying to tell my sister to watch it.
I promise you. But you know, on some real shit, though, if you really check out Reese and Archie shit, Archie is dark, my nigga.
No, I know. I heard the new Reese and Archie. Reese and Archie is
good. It's good. It's a good series. I can't even front. It's not because it's on Netflix, but you know what? We watched it, like, maybe a couple weeks ago. We watched a couple. Yo, I was like, yo, I'm hooked now. I'm hooked into the story. I can't even front. But it's not bad at all, man. It's got a good. You know what's really dope about it? It's really nostalgic. Mm. And it's. I mean, I love Stranger Things. But what Riverdale does is kind of intertwine the two worlds. You kind of see phones with the cord.
Oh, so it's placed in the 80s or something?
It's placed now, but it's kind of like how they do Gotham. And you got the old cop cars.
Okay.
You know, it's a very good mix of. Not forgetting where Archie originated at and versus, you know,
but
the girl looks
updated.
Like she's in the 60s. Like, literally. It's
a homage show.
Like it's a homage show, but still being current. Really, really nice, man. Okay. I can't front, man.
Yeah, I heard some dope shit about it. I actually do want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm hooked. I can't lie.
Okay.
All right. I'm hooked. Next up, Jason David Frank and Jean-Claude Van Damme got into a fight.
Nigga, I saw the video on
what?
That.
What?
Bro, like, there was Jean-Claude Van Damme apparently was starting shit, dog. With
Jason Frank
was a real nigga and tried not to fight this nigga. He's like, hey, man, say, dude, like, he was like, dude, you trying to fight me? Apparently, they got a long beef.
Yeah, because I heard it started, like, it was was he staying in somebody's house or something? Or they were trying to stay in the same room, and, like, Van Damme was, like, being...
Basically, Van Damme was being a dick to Jason Frank.
Yeah, being a
I mean, y'all couldn't see that? Like, y'all don't see that Van Damme would be a dick? Like,
and Jason Frank, which is really, he was trying to defuse, like, my, it's like, dude, like, no.
Who y'all think would win in the fight for real?
Jason St. Frank is actually a real nigga for real too.
So it's Van Damme.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Don't get it
that's
twisted.
I know he is.
Where is in the link? Is the video there?
Yeah, it's a short.
Yeah, it's they didn't fight. They were they
choked him up. He kind of he pushed him up against the wall.
Mm. If it was a real fight though, who you got? I got Van Damme.
Jason St. Frank, he do MMA now, don't he?
Yeah, he also has his t-shirt line, Jesus Didn't Tap.
Ooh.
Like tap out. It's like tap out. It looks like tap out, but it said Jesus Didn't Tap.
That's Jason Franks.
Yeah.
But how he didn't tap.
And he's got a rap song too called Jesus Didn't Tap.
But how he didn't tap.
Because he died on the cross. He didn't tap out.
Oh no, I guess I was looking at it from a different angle.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Yeah,
but yeah, but you know, I'm kind of thinking. Could he be?
Only a few people gonna laugh at that. All that.
Could Jason David Frank beat Van Damme?
Like, I don't think so.
Because. My nigga, I remember back in the day, man, Jason David Frank was straight.
But I'm saying, but let me go to our resident martial artist, Theodore Simpson. Teddy is a white belt in more disciplines than anybody ever in history. No, Teddy has got like a white belt in capoeira, a white belt in taekwondo, a white belt in karate, a white belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, a white belt in probably Muay Thai. He probably do. White belt in jiu-jitsu, like everything.
I took a couple of jiu-jitsu classes, so you know
all the disciplines a little bit.
Right.
You're stupid.
Master of none, jack of all trades.
Yeah, there you go.
I saw one kick.
Who do you think
style?
The crap wearing the martial arts?
Yes.
A little bit.
In your white belt opinion.
white belt opinion.
You know what? Let me see. Because it all depends. I'm trying to see what Jason David
what disciplines he's got.
Yeah, what discipline he has. Because I know Van Damme knows Savate.
What is Savate?
Savate is, I think it's from, it's a French style. It's like,
oh, shit.
I'm trying to think, is it French or Russian?
Is that what the French Legion?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
That's why that movie, he did the movie Legionary?
Legionary, yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's it's a lot about like locks and breaks. I'm trying to think. One of the guys in one of the Tekken games actually has Savate. God, that's gonna bother me.
Is it a Dragunov?
All right, so I'm gonna list.
It is Dragunov.
Yeah, Dragunov.
Okay, so I'm finna list off. So he has this is for Jason David Frank. He has a 7-degree black belt in Shotokan karate.
Okay.
Purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and an Arjun degree in Muay Thai. Do you know what that is?
Arjun?
A-J-A-R-N degree in Muay Thai.
I had to Google what that means. I don't know.
Let's go see what you're doing. Damn.
You had to see what, because if Van Damme doesn't have any ground game.
All right. Van Damme, he's got a 2nd-degree black belt in Shotokan. He has.
Oh, he has a Johnny's teacher or instructor. So if that means what I think of me, that means he's an instructor. I mean, he teaches Muay Thai.
Cool. No, it's a.
If I'm reading it right, I might be reading it wrong.
Nah, it's. I think that's the style.
So it's a style. Okay,
it's a style, okay. Kind of like how Gracie's have. Gracie's
okay, it's a certain style of Muay Thai.
Style of Muay Thai.
Oh, I only see that Van Damme has one discipline. I might have to change mine to Jason David Frank. It only says that he has a second Dan below.
I just looked it up. That's instructor. It means instructor too. That's why I'm like, if
second Dan black belt in Shotokan is the only thing that
so
Van Dam
like,
has.
I don't know what context
means. Because that's what I'm saying. So it says the underground crew versus a John. Wait, hold on. Go back.
See, hold on, people. This is.
Instructor.
Did y'all figure out what he is?
He's
what he
the
got?
Founder and president of Thai Boxing.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. You say what?
Okay, well, they say he knows karate, kickboxing, taekwondo, muay thai, Shotokan, but the only thing I think he has a belt in is Shotokan.
David, then I'm giving it to Jason David
Me too.
Frank.
I think I'm from the
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's what I'm like, I think Jason David Frank got it because he know more shit. And he's younger.
Well,
and he got youth on. He got like 10, at least 10 years on him.
Yeah. Ain't no OG going to say somebody going to beat him up. Hey, look, you know,
yeah,
go
well, I only give it to him because if he most fights go to the ground, and if you don't know any groundwork,
yeah,
you get your ass not pounded out.
Right.
That's just how it works. Or he'll submit him real quick. But you never know. I mean, everybody has a puncher's chance.
Yeah, but this dude got way more.
No, so I'm saying Jason David Frank. No, he know his shit. That's what
no.
I'm like, no.
He ain't no bit. I mean, all of them cats know their shit. What's the other? What's the first dude, Jason?
Tom from Power Rangers?
Yeah.
He knows a lot of stuff, too?
Oh, yeah, Austin St. John, yeah.
He's a kung fu
yeah.
boxing and something. Yeah,
now
yeah, yeah,
Jason
yeah.
David Frank versus Michael Jai White.
Oh, Michael Jai White.
What
the fuck?
It's not even.
Dude, no, that's not even fair.
Michael Jai
White got
like,
seven black belts.
Yeah, seven different black belts.
He has seven different black belts.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Like he been known. This nigga been doing fucking Shotokan karate since he was seven.
What about Michael Jai White? I mean Wesley Snipes versus Jason David Frank.
Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
Over Wesley?
Depend. We talking about Wesley in his prime?
I'm talking about Wesley right now. Like right now in the fight.
No, Wesley right now, no. Nah. Wesley in his prime, Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
I mean Wesley Snipes probably in his prime. But Jason David, let's say like he man, his record may not be as good like as far as MMA is concerned, but he know enough shit, you know, that's a supplement.
I mean, the fact that you fuck
I mean,
MMA.
Now, now, now hold on now. Now he's a higher level than him in Shotokan.
Who?
Wesley Snipes got a fifth degree Dan black belt in Shotokan karate and a second degree black belt in Hapkido.
I mean, Hapkido is the shit, but
really
what
is.
I'm telling you,
Jason David Frank got that ground game.
If you have a ground game, you was a dangerous motherfucker. Like,
all in general.
Just in general.
Because it's one word that starts with an S that works on ground game every time. Submission.
Submission.
Every
that's
single
a, that's
time.
Always
every
be the problem.
Every single time.
They always say that anytime strikers get into it, if they're going against a wrestler. Because
he got Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that purple belt, huh?
Yeah, ain't time. If you
and it's a purple belt, too?
Dog, yeah, I'm telling you.
That's right underneath the black.
Like a grappler? A grappler is dangerous, dog.
Like,
it's for real, for real.
That's what made, what's the name so tough? What's your boy's name? The wrestler that went into MMA for a second.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Because he actually took, like, Olympic-style wrestling. So you got this big mother, like, 6'3".
That could throw motherfuckers around.
Yeah, like, you know. But yeah.
Like he was a legit fighter and legit good at it.
Yeah. I mean he was decent, but then he ran into a nigga that actually knew like Brazilian, like that knew submissions. Like it wasn't just like grapple,
and
hold.
Just,
like
yeah.
He had a nigga who's like, all right, oop, you slipped up and give me that toe. Thanks, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
let me break it. All right, next up, Shazam and Billy Batson both casted. Not who I wanted for Shazam. We were campaigning on the low for John Cena.
Man, y'all be all right. So you know
I
what?
I just don't
y'all
see
right.
Cena, but no, I would have took right. Cena over my man.
See, the reason I'm saying that is because, like I said a long time ago, man, if you go through like what's my man name to do 300 died? The creator 300 died. John's what's his name?
Say it again.
The dude who created 300 died.
Oh God!
You know who I'm talking
yeah.
about? There. So all y'all do is put Zachary Levi through the 300 died. Put him through.
Nigga, if he can make it.
Shit, look, plenty of motherfuckers did. Have you seen some of the motherfuckers that on some before and after shit?
Oh, yeah.
You never in life would have thought my man, Gerard Butler, could be cut like that. Look how he built. Like, look, when he out of shape, look how he built. When he in shape, that motherfucker look like Leonidas. So that's why I'm like, nah.
When it's CGI, I will like to say, though, there was some additives.
That's
there.
What I'm
saying.
There was some CGI and there was some spray on abs.
But guess what, though? And who said the same thing? They ain't gonna do the same shit for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
no. I was talking about the actual playability of the character being playful as Shazam. And I think John Cena has that child, little bit more childlike mentality and like would relate to kids more, I feel like, as being Shazam. That's what I was saying more, not the physical.
But
you know what? We said the same thing about Heath Ledger with the Joker. No one thought his ass do the Joker. So, man, he can't do shit with the Joker. Oh, damn, he did.
Hold
fucking
on for
fantastic.
Is this the dude?
That's the dude from. He played in Thor. He played the dude with the blonde hair that got killed.
Oh, Mark Twain.
One of his boys. One of the Warriors White. Three.
Yeah. So he wasn't the dude in 13 Hours.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You said, whoa.
He's one of them. He's the blonde haired dude in Warriors 3.
What, Zachary Levi?
Mm-hmm. That's him in Thor.
I thought that was Zachary Levi.
The
was
Dark
in Chuck.
World Thor.
No, Thor, period. He was this guy killed in the last one, the blonde haired dude. The smaller dude that had blonde hair, that's him.
So not the dude
that played
Chuck?
Man, he must have recast.
No, it's the same dude.
The dude that played Chuck?
No, the blonde haired dude that was his boy, the Warriors 3.
He sure was.
The blonde hair, you got the dude with the big kind of like Viking looking dude, and then the Asian dude.
But the dude that got for Shazam is.
Is the dude that had the blonde hair that was one of Warriors 3. I forgot his name.
It's Fandral.
Yeah. No, dude, he wore the green and gold.
No,
because
that's right, because I'm thinking about the dude from Once Upon a Time. That's Prince Charming from Once Upon a Time. He was in the first Thor.
But this is
Zachary
same
Levi
dude?
Was in the second Thor. That's what it was, yeah. That's,
but this is the same dude that played Chuck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same dude.
He's going to beat the Shazam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, on a side note, they think about trying to make... they finna just fuck up Suicide Squad, for the record. They trying to put Black Adam in Suicide Squad as the villain.
That's just desperate.
That's stupid.
They trying to what?
Put Black
put
Adam
in
Suicide Squad
in
as the villain.
Suicide Squad movie. Why would you do that?
To introduce him.
Like fourth tier.
No, he's going to have... No, Black Adam gets his own movie, too. Before Shazam even gets to see him.
Oh, that's dumb. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't put it on Suicide Squad.
That's what they
got to keep them villains mediocre, and they can't. They OD with the extra stuff they did in the last one, but they should have kept it more.
The motherfucking ballet dancers in the back.
Man. Like I said, man, that villain was too high level for him, man. I should have did someone like Deathstroke. You would have been straight. Or do the fucking Assault on Arkham fucking story. You would have been fine with it, but hindsight.
Next up, something I'm pretty excited about. Bobby Brown story coming with the same cast in the New Edition film.
Nope.
Nah, they thirsty.
No. Did y'all see the New Edition movie?
No, I fuck with New Edition movie.
No, but it's the same kid that's played Bobby Brown in there.
Oh, no, I don't know why it. For a second I was thinking
about Christina. No, it's basically another part of the universe.
You're talking about Woody.
Yeah, the dude that played the Bobby Brown. He's going to play Bobby Brown.
You know what? For a whole
minute. I was like, hold on, man. That dude did a damn good job at Bobby Brown.
You know, he did. You know, for a split second, this is my own fault.
With that Bobby Christina movie?
Nigga, that's what popped in my mind. I'm like, nope. I'm like, nope.
I never seen
the New Edition movie. Is fucking good.
No, New Edition movie.
I heard it was.
So they just gonna basically make do a 2-hour Bobby Brown movie with the same dude and the same cast for that New Edition, you know, playing the subside.
Okay, man, I can fuck with
it's
that.
Just,
I can fuck with
it's part of New Edition universe, cinematic universe.
New Edition.
Then we gonna have Boys and Men movie soon. All this we can have in the same universe.
Skip that next topic too. Skip that next topic too, huh?
Skip the next topic. What do you mean?
Skip that stupid next topic they're about to say.
What's that?
What, the Moesha reboot? The Moesha reboot?
I don't even want to hear that, dog.
No, dog. This goes into my Black cinematic reboot universe. This goes in with Family Matters that we are rebooting.
No.
Let me tell y'all my Moesha. Let me tell y'all my Moesha reboot. I've already come up with the Moesha reboot. Nah, everybody loved the Family Matters reboot. Has the most hits on our YouTube page as well for some reason. Oh my God, yeah. people were mad as hell at me on there. Like, go on there, look.
What do you mean?
Right. He was disrespectful.
That's why Judy come down there and she's been gone all the time because she had a heroin. Remember, she had a heroin addiction?
God, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, all right. So, what was the dude name that was Moesha's next door neighbor? Lamont Bentley's his real name, but what was his name on there?
I can't remember.
Okay, so y'all know he's dead in real life.
Right.
Yeah. So we got it. Yeah, like no seat, but flew out of his car into like the ocean.
Oh, God.
Into the ocean.
Yeah, like you know how you're driving like a mountain. You've been crashed like mountains or some things. And then like had no seat, but crashed, flew out like the little rocks that you see in the movies and TV. He went that way.
So he was alive going.
No, that's what I'm saying. Crash test dummy shit. Like no.
Yeah, like flew out. Oh, man, and it was like, I'm okay. Look down. No, I'm not. And all them rocks and like water and stuff and everything right there. Yeah, man.
Oh, he died a horrific way, dog. Yeah. For real. He died real fucked up.
I think the girl from what you call it died like that too. From Power Rangers.
Yeah,
Trini died like that too, I think.
Yeah, Trini Yellow Ranger. She died for real.
Yeah, because I think she died like
Cali,
that.
Same thing, like driving
cliffs. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, speeding, you know, riding. You know.
I think she was a passenger. She was a passenger.
Seatbelts on.
So Lamont Bentley's character owns a liquor store. he gets robbed and killed. And it brings everybody in the Moesha household back together. Moesha marries him. They got like two kids, and they got to bring their family back together. So the other little dude, her little brother, is a Master P's co-CEO. If y'all remember, if y'all watch Moesha, y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to get deep into Moesha mythology here. Then you can bring back Contessa's Vaughn from the Parkers, because you can get them some money, too, in this whole thing. Bring them back along as well. And, I mean, bring everybody back. What's the – Shar Jackson, bring her on back. Bring everybody back, man. We can do it. It's all the funeral. We start from the funeral of Lamont Bentley's character, and you can just branch off of that. Tell me, Moesha reboot, man. Next week, I'll come with the reboot for Different World when they drop that, because that's what's going to come up next. I got a great reboot for Different World. Oh, that one, actually, I might not even tell nobody, because I actually want to write that one. Yeah, I actually might want to write that one. Like, I got a real good one for that one. So, next up, Jordan Peele bringing Twilight Zone series to CBS All Access. I mean, I guess.
Wait, say it again?
Jordan Peele's bringing Twilight Zone to CBS All Access.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing, but who really wants to watch CBS All Access in general?
Oh, that's a bad thing, but it's a good thing that he's doing something with Twilight.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, in the review when I did for, Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that whole, the way you just feel like you're watching that throwback.
Like
you know
Twilight,
what I mean?
Twilight Zone, like something crazy is going to happen.
That's dope that he's even, you know, going to helm something like that.
Hell yeah, like,
but
yeah,
on
I fuck
access
with...
No.
Now I fuck with Twilight Zone too. Like, yeah. How would be dope?
You can't give me Prices Right for free, like on the access channel. Come on, dog. You got to give me more. They needed to partner with somebody instead of trying to go, you know,
yeah,
on some real selfish dolo solo. They not Disney.
Yeah,
like, I mean, what
and they have appointment times too, though. It's not all on there. So like, Star Trek Discovery comes on at like 9:30 on Sunday. Yeah, folks, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're gonna end this one right here. We're definitely gonna. We had a lot of trailers stuff we had talked about that y'all had missed.
Absolutely.
But we gonna get back into that soon. Maybe we get brothers together though. We go over some of the trailers, something like that, to give you a little bonus episode pretty soon. Definitely keep rocking with us. Email us landocalpod@gmail.com. Keep subscribing on iTunes, Twitter, Stitcher. Lando Cal Pod on Twitter, the Lando Cal Risen Experience on Facebook. Keep showing us love. Join the Marvel vs. DC group on Facebook. That's where we discuss a lot of the different topics we have on here. And we'll be rocking with y'all soon. Peace.
Peace.